Questions, please.
Might be great to film the same way to preseason game as you do a regular season game.
Absolutely. Coach is great. You know, we have to get back into the evaluation process as we move into the season. So, yeah, we had a full grading procedure yesterday. Came in, watched it, offense, defense, and special teams, and then we got together as a staff, went through all the grades, and just like we normally do in season.
Mike, how'd you like what Spriggs did against Brown?
I thought Spriggs did a lot of good things. I think, number one, you know, my outlook on the game was I was really looking to establish the play style, the standard play style that we need to establish, you know, the level of it. As a football team, we didn't accomplish that. But I think Spriggs definitely had a lot of really good plays to exemplify that. So, and it's nice to see him respond, particularly the way, you know, some of the practices that he's had. And I think it's an excellent illustration for our younger players. You go through these installation practices, they're so much more difficult just because there's so much more scheme responsibilities that go into each and every practice. Frankly, install six or seven or eight, they have more responsibility than they did going into a game plan, you know, the Cleveland game plan. So it was really good to see our younger players respond for the most part to that. But it was preseason football number one, game number one. It just a lot of the things you see each and every year, a lot of good things, you know, that you get built off of, winning the games. You know, winning's important because we're in the business of winning. But it's, you know, there's so many other things going on as far as the way the game's called, the way you substitute, and it's just you're trying to gather as much information as you possibly can. So we have a lot of work to do, fundamentals especially, and that's always the case after the first week.
Michael, with that in mind, at what point during training camp do you transition from evaluating your team to getting your team ready for week one? Is that still a little further down the line?
Absolutely. I don't know how you get ready for week one. We'll spend, you know, we're in a 6-day week, so I mean that's an adjustment. Today's an in season. We will shift to an in season format today. We've done that as far as, you know, teaching the players how we're going to install for an opponent. We'll practice very similar to how we'll practice on Wednesdays in season today. So we'll teach them that process of cards and running opponent scout teams and, you know, those types of things. The practice won't be as long, so it'll be a lot more teaching time in the classroom this morning. A lot of we'll have post-practice meetings, and we'll have our young player meetings tonight. So we'll stay in, you know, still a little bit of a training camp mode as far as the classroom aspect, but we need to start training the team in an in-season schedule and get them into that process.
Mike, what did you learn about Peter Mortel, seeing him in a game setting for the first time?
Yeah, I thought Peter, you know, did some good things. You know, I think really our punt overall, we have some work to do. But, you know, it's about putting kicks down inside inside the 20. I thought the timing of his kick and sticking it down in there, that's what you're looking for at that point in time. So that's definitely something that he can build off of. So I thought he hit some good punts.
Mike, do you feel that he's challenging Tim at this point, being 3 weeks into camp?
Well, I mean, it's a competition. I mean, it has been from the first day we lined these guys up. I think we've illustrated that in practice. It's a 50-50 distribution of opportunities, and that's the way we'll continue.
Mike, with the kid you guys signed yesterday, Kyle, another local kid. I mean, this is a unique place, but how unique is it to have two Green Bay type of kids here?
I think, personally, I think it's a little bit funny because we went, I think the first 8 years, we didn't have anybody from Wisconsin, the state of Wisconsin, particularly university. Now it's like an overflow. So I think it's great. I mean, gosh, to have an opportunity with your hometown team and the uniqueness of growing up in this city with the Packers here. I mean, it's obviously special, but, you know, it's an opportunity. Hopefully he takes full advantage of.
Is that you look at him as helping you out at center? Is that where you're?
Yeah, I mean that's the thought. I can't really get, you know, outside of his workout. I want to see him get in there in pads and so forth and see how he does.
Friday night, the Browns opening drive that they took a shot play. Is that what Hugh Jackson likes to do with that 49-yard one to Pryor? But then your defense responded with Micah getting the interception. How do you think your defense looked at that opening drive against the Browns?
Thought defense did a good job in the opening drive. I mean, it was a competitive ball on the opening play. I mean, based on how Hugh Jackson, I can't really answer that question. Frankly, red zone defense is obviously critical to the success of your defense. Keep them out of the end zone and make it. Micah made it an excellent play on the ball, so to get a turnover there was huge.
Do you know if Janis is going to be able to practice with a club or anything like
that? He won't practice this week. So I really haven't talked to Pat as far as the specifics of, his timeline or so forth, but he will not be available this week.
What's the outlook? Real quick, Mike, what's the outlook for Jordy and Corey this week?
I gave you my one injury answer today.